First of all, what's your overriding emotions? Because it's been a long time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously delighted to get the result first and foremost, and then a bit of everything, a bit of relief. But you know, just delighted for the team. You know, I can't really thank everyone from the surgeon to the physios, the fitness coaches, the coaches, Dave, the goalkeeping coach. You know, I can't thank everyone enough for the work they've put in since March, and I'll be eternally grateful for what they've done. And this is just the icing on the cake, and there's still plenty of work to do moving forward. But after playing one game in 10 months to come back in, it's fantastic to get the result.
What were you feeling before the match? Was there an extra nervousness there, or were you just excited? What was it?
Just excited, really. I think I think when you look at what I've come through, and all the steps and stages that we've worked on and had to kind of nail before we can move on to the next stage. That's just delighted to be out there playing football again, to be honest. There's obviously a big injury, but we've got a fantastic medical team and fitness team, so it's just brilliant to get back out there.
How much did that under 21 game help your confidence between the sticks and planting your feet and clearing and doing all that?
Yeah, it was fantastic. We've got a top under 21 side, so it was nice to step into that and play for them. It was good just to get 90 minutes, and as I say, that was probably the next stage at that time, so it was good to get through that, and obviously the clean sheet was nice as well. And it's just nice to play football again and competitive football, so that was brilliant. I think there's obviously talk of playing a bit more, but obviously with Martin struggling a bit, it was the perfect game to come back into.
And the perfect performance in front of you from your defence and your midfield to actually make your life as easy as possible to move.
Yeah, it was a fantastic team performance. Everyone can really pat themselves on the back. I think, the gaffer had come up with a game plan, and we executed it brilliantly, and we've got fantastic players in front of us. We know the quality, to have a back three of Bertie, Jose and Virg, there's a formidable back three, and there's a lot of quality there, so it's made the job a lot easier for me.
Well, it was the key, wasn't it? Because with the ball, the team were fine, a great early goal, but actually Garlow and Deeney have been such a threat, 20 goals between them in the league already, that actually to snuff them out so much was a great achievement, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. It was a real team effort, really kind of limited their opportunities in front of goal, and everyone worked so hard. We worked hard in transition, and then on the break, and the forwards created so many chances. It was really good to see, and it's credit to the lads. They've kept working hard, and hopefully we can build on this result.
Just finally, anything apart from manager's selection that stops you playing again Saturday? You do worry about your recovery time from this? How's the process?
For me, it'll just be a case of waking up in the morning and see how I am. But I've felt good, so. It's up to the gaffer, isn't it? But I'm just delighted to get through tonight, and it's up to him what he does for
Saturday. Great to be able to put your hand up and be there.
Yeah,
say I'm here.
Yeah, just delighted to be playing football again.
Fantastic.
So fantastic. Really.
Well done, great night.
Cheers.